KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In high school volleyball play around the region last night in Hawkeye 10 conference action, it was Lewis Central downing Atlantic 3-0. Abraham Lincoln defeating Glenwood 3-0. Harlan over Red Oak in 3 straight. Kemper Catholic swept 3 games from Shenandoah. Lewis Central beat Creston 3-1. Also, it was Denison, a 3-2 winner over Clarinda. In Western Iowa conference play last night, Griswold beat Audubon 3-0. It was IKM Manning over Trainer 3-2. Logan Magnolia took 3 straight from AHSTW. Missouri Valley outlasting Underwood 3-2. And Tri-Center swept 3 from Riverside last night. In Rolling Valley conference play, Xyra EHK a 3-1 winner over Cam. Glidden Ralston beat Adair Casey 3-2. Coon Rapids Bayard topping Woodbine 3-0. Peyton Sherdan over Charter Oak Ute 3-1. Also around the region in volleyball play last night, it was Bedford over Lennox 3-0. Carroll beating Perry 3 in a row. Des Moines Christian topping Guthrie Center in 3 straight. East Mills took 3 straight from South Page. Nottoway Valley outlasting Mount Air 3-2. Orient Maxburg defeating Diagonal 2-1. Panorama beat Van Meter 3-1. It was Sydney sweeping 3 from Clarinda Academy. Southwest Valley a 3-sweep over East Union. Stanton defeating Essex 3-1. And Twin Cedars beating Orient Maxburg 2-0. Well, the Kansas City Royals are in the American League Division Series after they won the wildest of wild card games. Salvador Perez hit a walk-off single, and the Royals scored twice in the bottom of the 12th inning to pull out a 9-8 win over the Oakland Athletics in Kansas City. The Royals rallied from deficits of 7-3 and 8-7 before earning the right to face the Los Angeles Angels in the ALDS. The last comeback occurred after pinch hitter Alberto Callaspo laced an RBI single for the A's following a walk, a bunt, and a wild pitch. Oakland reliever Dan Otero got the first out in the bottom of the 12th inning before Eric Hosmer tripled off the left field wall and scored on an infield single by Christian Colon. Colon moved up to second when catcher Derek Norris let a pitch pop out of his glove, allowing Perez to come up with that game-winning hit. Brandon Moss hit a 2-run homer and a tie-breaking 3-run blast while the A's were building a 7-3 lead. The Royals scored 3 times in the 8th inning and then forced extra innings on Nori Aoki's sacrifice fly. The Royals stole 6 bases, leading to 4 runs. 5 of those steals came off of Derek Norris after Giovanni Soto left the game in the 3rd inning, 2 innings after he suffered a thumb injury during a play at the plate. Neither starter was very sharp, considering their reputations as big-game pitchers. A's hurler John Lester surrendered 6 runs and 8 hits over 7 1/3 innings. Royals ace James Shields was reached for 4 runs and 5 hits in 5 frames, including Moss's first inning blast. Jason Fraser picked up the victory despite allowing the tie-breaking single in the 12th inning. Otero was the loser in that contest. Well, Angels outfielder Josh Hamilton says he's feeling better and he's ready for the playoffs this week. The former AL MVP missed 21 of the Angels' final 22 regular season games because of shoulder and other upper body injuries. Angels pitcher Matt Shoemaker also said he's feeling fine after being sidelined the last 2 weeks because of an oblique strain on his left side. Max Scherzer will be on the mound when Detroit opens up its AL Division Series against the Orioles in Baltimore. Scherzer went 18-5 this season with a .315 earned run average. Manager Brad Ausmus will go with Justin Verlander in the second game and David Price in Game 3 when the series shifts back to Detroit. Orioles manager Buck Showalter will start Chris Tillman in Thursday's opener. Wei-Yin Chen will start Game 2 for the Birds, followed by Miguel Gonzalez at Comerica Park. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes will play 2 quarterbacks when they host Indiana on October 11th. Sophomore C.J. Beathard replaced the injured Jake Rudock at halftime of the game at Pitt 2 weeks ago, and he's led the Hawks to consecutive victories.
If we played today, Jake is about 80%, so we would start C.J. if we played today. We feel like we have 2 good quarterbacks, and we'll look at it during these next 11 days, and then we'll go from there. What you can expect is that we'll probably play 2.
That's offensive coordinator Greg Davis, who says there will not be a set amount on how much they'll play. Davis says it will all depend on how much Rudock's leg injury improves with the off week.
He would have been available the other day in a limited role if CJ's helmet would have come off or he had lost his breath. Jake could have gone in and functioned. The biggest concern we have right now is he just can't run. He can't get you know, and that's the way you can protect yourself. So we'll see how that plays out over the next, you know, week and a half.
Davis says both quarterbacks deserve to play, and he's confident that they'll be able to handle the situation.
They're good guys, and they're good players, and I think they both know the other guy's pretty good. I mean, they're not blind to the fact that, you know, the other guy, you know, does some pretty good stuff also.
Well, the offense could use a spark, too. The Hawkeyes have struggled with inconsistent play, and the run game has been a little tough with a lack of big plays. Hawkeyes are off this weekend with a bye week, but they'll be back in action on October 11th with that homecoming game against Indiana. Michigan has announced changes to its injury protocol, admitting a mistake in handling quarterback Shane Morris's suspected concussion on Saturday. The school blamed the problem on a serious lack of communication and confusion among the coaching staff. Athletic Director Dave Brandon says Michigan plans to have a medical professional in the press box or video booth at future football games. Coach Brady Hoke has been criticized for not immediately sitting Morris for the rest of the game after he took a hard hit in the fourth quarter against Minnesota. University President Mark Schlissel apologized to Morris, his family, and his teammates. And Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps has apologized for his arrest early Tuesday on a DUI charge in Baltimore. Officials say he was doing 84 miles per hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone and that he failed field sobriety tests when officers pulled him over. Phelps says in a statement that he takes full responsibility for his actions. This is Phelps' second DUI charge in Maryland. He faced the first charge in 2004. Phelps is the most decorated Olympian with 22 medals. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.